We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do you want to just start with an opening statement about what we're doing here today?
Well, I don't know.
So as part of my annual non-New York City tour, it's my time to stay here in Buffalo, so I'm going to be here for the next couple of days in the Buffalo area. And I say it's always dealer's choice. I let the members invite me and show me whatever it is they want me to show. So this big Bills fan here.
Go Bills.
Like I said, go Bills for 15 weeks, except Thanksgiving against the Cowboys. But I wanted to come, and Pat wanted me to see it, and it's a wonderful place. Like I said, it's great. The Bills are, New York's only team, true team. So it's a good thing to see.
So what are your view on the stadium and prospective state involvement in any new stadium?
I mean, I still think that's an unanswered question. The tour today had nothing to do with that. It wasn't brought up. It was just really to come and see a jewel of Western New York, the Bills team and the stadium and where they play.
That being said, it is something that's on the horizon. So speaking, from the perspective of the state assembly, where is the mindset of the assembly in terms of what to do when the Bills' lease runs out in a couple of years?
Well, I mean, I would say I'm absolutely supportive of the Bills, being here, staying here. But beyond that, even when I spoke to the Bills' ownership, there's still an open question as to what really wants to be done. So until that point comes, I don't know how to answer the question other than say I'm supportive of the Bills. I'm supportive of the Bills being here and being happy and staying here.
I mean, we saw recently the New York Islanders, they got this big $1.3 billion deal through Empire State Development to stay down in the Nassau Coliseum area. Would you like to see, could the state put similar money towards the Bill Stadium that you can imagine?
Again, I think when we get to that, we'll cross that bridge when we get. There's been no request, there's been no ask, so I don't know what. So it's like I'm just answering, a hypothetical. But like I said, from an assembly standpoint, we want to be supportive of the Bills. We want to be supportive of the ownership and the Bills staying here. And now, what that means when the lease is up a few years from now, I don't know what that answer is yet.
Why did you want to show the speaker the stadium?
I mean, it's a unique site for Buffalo and really for the country. It's what identifies us to most of the country, so it just seemed to make sense, especially because the Buffalo Bills are the only team that is housed in the state of New York. So it wasn't, there was really nothing more to it than this is an important site in my district, and it was important for me to get the speaker out here and really see some of the improvements that have been made and some of the public investment that's been made here, and that was my goal here today.
What'd you do out there?
We threw some great footballs. I mean, the speaker and the county executive, and I might say myself, are not bad. It was good.
You're trying to try out for third string.
I'm just saying. I'm available.
Speaker, from the assembly standpoint, the assembly, the Senate, maybe not the last people in, but not the first people in involved in the negotiation, right? You would come in after the county, the governor's office, the Bills have been negotiating, right?
No, I wouldn't say we'd be, first and last in. I think when there's a decision on how to proceed for the future of the Bills, I think we would all be included in that discussion.
So you would be directly involved in the negotiations then?
I don't want to say. I just think overall, particularly when it comes to state resources, I don't know how you exclude the assembly and the Senate. But I think we have to see what the Bills' ownership, what the county would like to do, and what the elected officials would like to do before we answer any of those questions.
Speaker, you can't deny there's a big difference between Cowboy Stadium and this, right? You're obviously familiar with Cowboy Stadium. As you walk away from here, is there anything that stood out as saying
this stadium, New Era Field, could use this or needs improvements in this area?
I mean, you know, for a stadium that's been built in 1972, I think it's in you know, in pretty good shape. But I know there is a desire for a lot of teams and places to have an updated place. But I think that the stadium is in pretty good shape. The field looks beautiful. The color scheme, it's like you could feel the pride of the state of New York, the pride of the city of Buffalo when you step out on that field.
So, just from the perspective of your district, having the stadium in your district is big for your constituents, isn't it? Would your hope be that it remains here in this district?
My hope is, of course, that I want one of the most iconic things in Buffalo to be in the district that I represent, and I'm proud that it's here. This goes out in the ether quite a bit of whether we need a new stadium right now, but it's a long discussion that needs to be had. It's also significant public dollars that may be sought, and so it's just, I think you're seeking a simple answer to what is a really complicated question.
Have any of you talked to the owners directly? I know they threw out a survey earlier this year, and is there any updates really on some of the results they've gotten back from that?
Well, I can tell you directly because we always have constant communication and discussion with the ownership group, and we meet at least quarterly on particular issues associated with the stadium. They're still completing the analysis. It was a twofold analysis. It was an analysis with regards to the stadium and the current condition of the stadium, and then an analysis regarding what this market and their fans could support. And as of right now, that has not been completed to my knowledge. As I've noted before, they've indicated that information will not be shared with the public. This is their private analysis. The county has certainly done its analysis with regards to the structural integrity of the facility. And we do know that while it was built in the early 70s, we had major renovations done in the 90s, another major renovation done in 2013-14. And since then, the Pagulas have invested tens of millions of dollars in the facility. We continue to invest in the facility about $3 million annually with regards to maintenance. So the facility, while it may be older, has got a lot of life. If we were to continue for an extended period, of course, there's more work that would have to be done. But just because it's old doesn't mean that it's antiquated. You look at, there are stadiums that are older, Lambeau Field, Chicago, Soldier Field, that had major work done, but they're much older than our facility. And, of course, Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium, is the same age as this facility. It had some major renovation done, but that facility was built at the same time as this one and can last a long time. And I think that's part of the analysis that the Pagulas are doing. Everybody knows that stadiums, when you build a new stadium in the NFL, it sounds wonderful. We did $130 million worth of investment between the county, the state, and what was then the Ralph Wilson administration for the Bills back after the lease was signed in 2013. Current stadiums are all easily over $1 billion, most getting near $2 billion. So the analysis needs to be done to see what could be done to keep this facility for many, many years. And I think the analysis needs to be, if it makes sense for the team, if it makes sense for the community, the Pagulas have said they're willing to entertain any option, just as we are. But I think we're all a little scared of the $2 billion plus dollar amount that you often see in the NFL today, because it's very expensive, and this is not Dallas. Dallas can afford a very expensive facility. We necessarily can't, because this is not the Buffalo. This is the Buffalo market. It's not Dallas or San Francisco or the other markets where they're spending $2 billion plus on new stadiums.
What's the shelf life of the stadium these days? Because in Atlanta they just built a new baseball field. That stadium was only for the Atlanta Olympics. I mean, it's not that old. I mean, are we talking about 30 years for stadiums these days, or what?
One thing I've learned when I did the negotiations back in 2012 and 13 is there's viability with regards to the engineering, and there's viability with regards to the financials. And what you see in Major League Sports today is new stadiums being built, not necessarily because the old stadiums aren't viable from an engineering standpoint, but because they're not viable from a financial standpoint and what is expected of new facilities. If you go to Santa Clara, where the Levi Stadium is and the San Francisco 49ers play, you can go and sit in a very nice restaurant, buy a couple steaks, have a wonderful bottle of some Pinot Noir from the Napa Valley, and put down $500. That's not going to happen in our market. So you're not going to see those types of things that you see in other markets. But they do them because it generates more revenue for the team in the NFL. So that's part of the consideration that the Pagulas are taking into account. It's also part of the consideration that the county and I know the state will take into account. I remember when I ran for office and Ralph Wilson was quoted about what he wanted in the stadium, and he said, we don't need a Taj Mahal. We just need a nice little football stadium to succeed here. And I'm hopeful that the Pagulas feel the same way. We don't need what they're doing in San Francisco. We don't need what they're doing in Atlanta and, for that matter, Dallas. We just need something that'll succeed here. And this facility can, but it needs additional work if it's going to stay for another 25, 30 years.
If you went that route and you went with the new stadium that was that large and that was the decision the Pagulas wanted to move forward with, would that be a burden to taxpayers?
It's all part of negotiation. Just because somebody wants something doesn't mean that's the end product.
And I'll just say this. When myself and the majority leader met with the Pagulas earlier in the year, they clearly said they were, it's premature on anything. So they never said they wanted a new stadium. They never said that to me. They didn't say that to Crystal as well. They said they want to see. But, you know, when the lease is up, that's why every time you guys ask a question, I'm saying it's a little premature because the Bills owners didn't even ask for a new stadium. They said they're not even sure what they want at this point.
When did the two of you meet with the Pagulas?
A couple months ago. Wasn't that long ago. It was when they were beginning the process for their study, which, as the county executive said, they're not going to make public. But they do want to have all the information in order to make their decision from, which I think is a smart thing to do. I think this is most of the conversation about, is there a new stadium? Will there be a new stadium? Will it be? It's kind of media-driven. And honestly, if you went out into the community anywhere in Buffalo, Western New York, and asked that question, 50% of the people would say, we don't need a new stadium. We can keep what we have. Let's just improve it. And the other 50% would say, we need a new stadium. We need to get access to a Super Bowl. So I think that the answer to that is after the Pagulas have made a decision about where they're going, and then the negotiations begin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.